You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. NBA playoffs are, well, they're more in full swing. We've entered the conference finals phase. Game 7 yesterday got us there, and Mark Kestisher was on the call for ESPN Radio. And our May tradition of welcoming Mark back to the show after a year of hibernation where he does nothing else but wait for our calls continues. Mark, hello.
That's exactly, Craig, and my number finally came. So it's good news. We just had a massive storm float through Oklahoma City. Fortunately, I was back in the hotel and not on the golf course, and the sun is shining again, so it's time to hit the conference finals tomorrow. I'm glad you called.
Yeah, no, it's always great to have you, and we kind of look up from our little hole in the ground after the NFL draft, look around and go, all right, what do we do this time of year again? All right, we call Mark and we talk about basketball. We call Mark and we talk about basketball. Mark, that game you were at yesterday, it wasn't very competitive for very long. I mean, we knew that the Oklahoma City's talent, Oklahoma City Thunder's talent can be overwhelming. They won 68 games. They should win the championship based off everything we saw from them in the regular season. But to see them that thoroughly dominate a champion in the Denver Nuggets, how surprising was that to you?
You know, I was here when they started the playoff run a few weeks ago and beat Memphis by, I think it was 51 points. And, you know, I've seen enough Oklahoma City games this year to know that's their MO. I mean, they turn you over and they just run you out of the building. They play incredibly tough defense. The biggest thing yesterday was, and I think moving forward, you know, because it was the first time that they were, you know, in this elimination game situation, is you still have to remember their average age is 25 and they haven't been through this before. And as much as, you know, I think Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you know, carries himself, you know, much older than he is, and the same for Jalen Williams, is that it is the first time for these guys. And, you know, in the post-game press conference with Mark Daigneault, their head coach, you know, he basically, you know, acknowledged that it was different yesterday. You know, you wake up in the morning of a game 7, you know, really knowing there's a huge fork in the road. And Oklahoma City was fortunate, you know, to play their ball game. You know, Denver was a little bit compromised, even though Aaron Gordon was able to play the game. But in the end, Oklahoma City is just so deep, and at home they're so difficult. So, you know, to me, it wasn't surprising, but with the caveat of that was a big mile marker and flag planting for them that they got through, you know, the pressure. Now, was it fourth quarter pressure? No, but there was still a little bit of pressure having a winner-take-all game for them.
So, Mark, something I've been thinking about actually a lot in this playoffs, especially how it's played out with a bunch of new teams here, is the way it works in the NBA is you typically have to take steps. You can't skip them. That you win or you lose in the first round at tumbling, you get a little older, get a little better, make a couple tweaks to the roster. You go to the second round, same thing happens. Or maybe you get a conference finals and you can skip one. But you certainly don't go from a team that – is losing in the first round to winning an NBA championship. Like, you typically have to take some bumps along the way. As someone who has called the NBA finals for a decade now, like, what is it about each round of the playoffs that makes it so? That makes it so teams tend to have to learn, oh, this is what it's like to play at this stage of the playoffs.
Yeah, Craig, it's true, because it's been a couple generations now, you know, where you go back and you can find those line of demarcations, you know, for the early 80s 76ers and then the middle 80s Detroit Pistons and then the late 80s early 90s Chicago Bulls and on just talking about the West or about the East. And you know, a lot of it is exactly that, is you learn through trial and error. You learn from losing to teams that are ahead of you on that same curve, and then eventually there's that little expiration of window of those other teams and you break through. And you hope that with your organization, like here in Oklahoma City, it's perfectly set up. It's almost too perfect, you know, with great draft picks and, you know, a ton more of draft capital and flexibility, you know, that eventually is going to hit them and they're going to have to pay these guys and they're going to make tough decisions. But you hope you're always ascending, you know, and not taking that step back. And it just seems like you're right. It's a rite of passage, especially in the NBA, where, you know, largely, you know, you're playing eight guys. And it's not like football where you have these huge teams and, you know, you lose guys in free agency and it changes whole player groups and, you know, in baseball too, in free agency. And there's just as much free agency in the NBA, but it doesn't take as many players to change the face of your team or to keep the core of your team together. And so it just feels like, yeah, Oklahoma City wasn't ready last year, very young. And hey, we could have been talking about, you know, Denver coming up with a win, and that would have been a little bit of a setback for OKC, even though they're positioned well moving forward. But it all kind of worked out, you know, on a schedule that we've seen with other teams in times past in the league.
So that creates a very interesting conference finals dynamic. Mark Kestisher is with us here on the Hoffman Show. Mark, the lead play-by-play announcer for ESPN Radio's coverage of the NBA, where last year, Minnesota and Indiana lost in this round. Like, they've been here before. They are the teams that, if we follow the chronology method, chronology theory, their turn should be to break through. Then they would play each other in the finals and someone has to win, even though they've never been there before. But I think going into the series, the Knicks are the favorite in the East. The Thunder are favored in the West. How do you look at the experience or lack thereof in each of these matchups? And do you think it can help one team pull an upset more than the other? In other words, do you give the Timberwolves a better chance of upsetting this Thunder team, or the Pacers a better chance of upsetting what is seen to be on paper, or seems to be on paper, a better Knicks team?
Yeah, I think I would probably lean toward the Timberwolves, because I think they're being underrated a little bit, and some of that's not their fault. I think OKC was just so good. The Thunder have home court, and when you watch what they, you know, can do on a nightly basis, and even though they had to go to seven games in the last round, you know, it feels like, yeah, they should be the favorite. And but Minnesota, I think, has won 25 of their last 30 games. That's what, you know, excites me about this matchup, is you have two of the hottest teams, Oklahoma City the entire year and Minnesota really since the All-Star break and since Julius Randle got healthy again. And, you know, in the East, you know, it always feels like there's a weight toward the big city teams, and the Knicks are really the only big city team left in this Final Four. And again, they're home, so it probably makes sense, you know, to have them favored. But Indiana, like Minnesota, is another team that's kind of gone under the radar that has, I can't cite their specific record, but I know since January 1st, it's among the top three or four in the entire NBA. They're just not players that people are familiar with. You know, it's not Jaylen Brown and Karl Anthony Towns, and people know OG Anunoby and on. But they, you know, Tyrese Halliburton is, you know, kind of the lead figure for that team. And so it's a long way to kind of throw my weight behind Minnesota maybe not being as big of an upset between the two, but also of pointing out, you know, this parity that, you know, we've kind of reached here in the NBA with the Celtics being out of it. You know, I'm not going to put Cleveland in that category because they had a great season, but, you know, didn't get as far as everyone had anticipated they would get. But just the fact that, you know, we're going to have a seventh different champion in 7 years. And, you know, a decade ago when the season began, you could pretty much book your flights for San Francisco and Cleveland and be pretty certain that those were going to be the cities you were going to in June if you booked them in October at the start of the year. And now nobody expected, you know, what we have forthcoming in the next week or two.
No doubt about it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And this has been a literal unprecedented amount of parity. I don't think there's ever been a 7-7 different champions in the history of the league. Maybe I'd have to think harder about the mid to late 70s. That would be the only other time that we've ever seen anything like that. And this has led, that of course led into the Lakers-Celtics dominance of the 80s. And these things tend to be cyclical. And Wemby is sitting somewhere in San Antonio going, just wait, I'm coming. And we'll see what this Oklahoma City team can do as well. But here in DC, Mark, that actually leads nicely into my final question for you, which is, like, how much are people in the league that you talk to, or do you have any theories, opinions of your own of why we're seeing this? Because, like, obviously the Wizards wanted to win the draft lottery. They wanted to get Cooper Flagg, and he looks like he's going to be someone that wherever he goes, you know, 5 years from now, we're going to talk about him being a potential multiple-time champion. He could be that kind of prospect. And it seems like it used to be a lot easier to identify who those guys were. Now you have Giannis is one of the best players in the league. He was, I think, the 15th pick. Jokic was picked in the 20s. Shea was not a top number one overall pick. In this final four, the teams are led by not number one overall picks outside of Anthony Edwards. And even he was kind of like, eh, like, I guess he'll do as a number one pick. It wasn't the hype of a guy like Flagg or Wembanyama. And I'm just curious why you think that might be and what that means for a team like the Wizards, who is picking sixth this year in the draft and is hoping to find a hidden gem.
Yeah, it's a complex question to answer that I'll start with. You know, the draft on some level is a little bit of a crapshoot because we're basing our picks outside of, you know, the Wembanyama year. And even Flagg to some point this year feels like he's a can't miss. And, you know, Stephon Castle, as you pointed out, he was the number four pick in last year's draft and turned out to be the rookie of the year. And, you know, if you look at the three picks ahead of him, I think if we, you know, redrafted, you probably would go Castle with number one just based on, you know, what he has shown. So I think on some level there's a randomness of the quirks of trying to take what a guy has done either in college or overseas, which makes it even more difficult, and extrapolate it to the NBA. And on top of that, to the program you're bringing them in. Obviously, with the Wizards, until they turn it around, you know, you've got a lot of young guys out there. And so sometimes, you know, when you talk to former professional athletes who may not have had, you know, the career that they had hoped to have, sometimes their theory is, well, what if I had been, you know, not such a highly touted prospect and went later in the first round to an organization that has a history of, you know, picking well in the middle round, to, you know, getting their players within, you know, 2 or 3 years developed in a different way than a guy who has to play on a young team and might average 20 points a game but may not learn good habits, or just, you know, never is part of a team that, you know, can push through or has enough guys there. So there is that randomness about it. But you're right, though, overall. And then we can also take into account, you know, the fact that we've flattened lottery odds because of tanking, and that has hurt the teams who have struggled, whether they're tanking or not, ended up with the most losses in the last couple of years. You know, those teams haven't come up with the biggest of the draft picks. So then it comes down to your scouting department to make sure who's the guy we need, that fits we need, and your scouts have an eye for talent. Because you're right, I think if we go back to whatever draft Giannis was in, I can't remember if that was 2015, or even the Kawhi Leonard draft, you know, he was another guy that, you know, went 10, 11, or 12. And on draft night, and I was there for all those drafts, you know, in different parts of New York and New Jersey, like none of those guys stood out to me. And I'm not a talent evaluator, but I didn't look at, you know, Kawhi Leonard that night or, you know, any other late pick. I remember, you know, even Draymond Green, who came in the second round, or Steph Curry, who was like the third point guard drafted in the top 10 in the 2000, whatever that was, eight draft. You know, it's sometimes hard to realize what these guys are going to become. And so it's really up to your organization to do their due diligence and hit on these guys. I mean, here in Oklahoma City, if you ever look at the Sam Presti draft picks from the Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and those are just the guys that were picked, you know, in the top 10, you know, to the Steven Adams and the Serge Ibakas that came later than that, and then this whole new iteration, it's almost unfair that you could be that good. There's got to be some luck, Craig. I think you would agree with me. There has to be some luck, but maybe he's just that good. And so sometimes there is that benefit to picking later and not getting, you know, like the Clippers were always in the draft lottery and never seemed to put it together despite having top right. five pick after top five pick.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some element of luck. There's definitely some element of skill as a scout. And I think the player development part is so correct too, that, and it's hard, like you said, it's harder now because the talent is more, like, it was easier to scout when it was, you're drafting dudes out of the ACC and the SEC and whatever, and that was really it.
Yeah,
now you're trying to find
years, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, talent all over the world that's playing 17 years old for Real Madrid against 25 year olds in a different league, and you're like, I don't know. But
and our
then
guys
also,
who are playing 1 year of college, and
right.
you know, they're just not fully formed, and we're drafting on, you know, ceiling, not, you know, and not, and you, every once in a while you get a good 4 or 5 year player. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, this is way down the second round, but Quentin Post, who played at Boston College and had a really good run with Golden State when Jimmy Butler first came over, and there's a lot of coaches that see value in guys that played 4 or 5 years in the league. You know, they don't have that upside of the guy's going to be a superstar, but you could build depth to an already good team, you know, and that's certainly, Washington has a lot of good young players, as we know, but they're not ready for those kind of guys yet.
For sure, and it is something that I know the Wizards have valued in terms of the right vets. I think that's the other part of it, is like, how do you develop the young guys by, you know, bringing in the Marcus Smarts and the Malcolm Brogdons and the Jonas Valanciunases, that they've tried to have those guys around, even though it is a bunch of young guys right now. So we'll see what they do with six, but it's a fascinating time in the NBA. Mark Kestenscher is there to call the best games of it. He'll be on the call for the Western Conference Finals on ESPN Radio, which you can listen to on the ESPN app. Mark, always a pleasure, sir, and we will talk to you hopefully here in the next couple weeks again.
I hope so, because otherwise I'm setting my phone for May 19th, 2026.
All right.
And that alarm is going to go off, and I'll be like, where's Craig?
Yeah, I'll still be here, sitting in the same chair, talking about the same stuff going. Hopefully the Wizards will be here eventually, but we'll.
And hopefully
there
won't be
time.
A tornado warning here in Oklahoma City, as we were about an hour ago.
Yeah, stay safe, my friend. Stay safe.
I will. Good talking to you.
You too, always. It's Mark Kestenscher, everybody. We are almost out of show. When we get back, we will wrap things up here on the Team 980.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.